Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Lieutenant, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. So tell us about, do you have data on this? Is it more anecdotal of what's happening?
Good afternoon, Dom. Yeah, our officers have had quite the week. Last week alone, our officers made several car stops for what started out as minor traffic infractions. On one occasion, the driver's headlight was out. The officers approached the car. They encountered a felon who was in possession of a semi-automatic Glock firearm modified with a fully automatic switch, and it had the serial number filed off. 3 days later, this past Saturday night, we had an officer stop a car. 1 o'clock in the morning, the car pulled over. As the officer walked up to the car and he got to the car, the occupants fled at a high rate of speed. Our officers did not chase, but about a quarter mile down the road, the car chased. Three young men bailed out of the car and ran. One of the young men discarded a backpack. And in that backpack, Dom, was three firearms, all illegal, fully automatic switches, extended mags, and this original car stop was for a window tint violation and a registration violation. And then the next night, just this past Sunday night, we had another officer stop a motorist. He was aware the driver had an expired driver's license. That turned out to be a known drug dealer who possessed a firearm at the time of the stop, and he was currently out on bail for another firearm offense in Philadelphia. And our numbers have never been this high. I've been on the police department for 33 years, and I'm looking at our stats right now. Just as an example, in 2019 and 2020, we had six and five illegal firearms arrests, six and five. In 2022, we had 24 firearms arrests, 22 in 2023. And so far this year, we have 14. So we're on pace this year to have the most illegal firearms arrests ever. So our officers are out there. They're doing an outstanding job of, despite what's going on all around us, our officers are remaining proactive. They're getting out there. They're making our community safer. They're taking these violent weapons out of the hands of bad individuals and basically making our community safer.
Well, and doing that so they don't come back where I am and others listening, too. They don't come back to Philadelphia or anywhere else. You're taking them off the streets. Exactly. It's a model police department. Do they say stuff, you know, before when we've talked with you or Commissioner Malloy, Steve Fink, he would say some of these guys actually say, hey, what do you mean I can't drive around without a license plate or whatever? You know, I do it all the time. And you tell them, no, you're in Abington now. You can't do that.
Yeah, exactly, Dom. And we're seeing more and more of this. Most of these arrests that we're making are happen to be Philadelphia residents, and they seemingly are not used to being stopped for these minor traffic violations. We know, Dom, that traffic stops reduce crime and improve safety in a community. But this is being attacked all over the country. I recently read an article in the Washington Post that the headline literally said, "Get the police out of the business of traffic stops." That's not the answer. Our officers here in Abington are highly trained. They're doing an excellent job. If they stop a law-abiding citizen who has a headlight out or a taillight out or has window tint, that's going to turn into a positive encounter for that citizen. It's called procedural justice, and our officers will use their communication skills, their emotional intelligence, to quickly sniff out that this is a law-abiding citizen with a headlight out. But what we're not going to tolerate is criminals driving through our communities. We're going to continue to use that as a tool to arrest these individuals and get them and their firearms off the streets.
The window tint, you know me a little bit, I think. I know Pat Malloy does, and Dan, my producer.
Is the windshield something new?
I have a thing about this. It's crazy. I see so many cars in Philadelphia that are violent. If I believe they are, there's no reason for it. And if I'm a cop, I've done ride-alongs, and you're walking up, particularly if you're alone or the 1 o'clock in the morning or something, and there's window tint, you can't clearly see, it's frightening to everybody.
It is, and especially our officers, Dom. Like you said, 1 o'clock, and they don't know what they're walking up on. Look at this officer over the weekend, walked up on a car with 3 loaded firearms with high-capacity magazines in a car with the windows tinted. So, like I said, we are, if you have your windows tinted and you're a otherwise law-abiding citizen, I promise you that's going to be a positive encounter for you. We're aware of the sensitive nature of police traffic stops. We're consistently working with our community, in particular our minority community with Chief Malloy's Chief's Advisory Panel. We're fully transparent. And that encounter will be a positive experience for you unless you're a criminal carrying a gun or drugs or other contraband through Abington. You're probably going to get arrested.
Lieutenant, what is it, ballpark figure, if you don't have it right in front of you? I mean, what is the level of tint that you're allowed to have?
So in layman's terms, the officers do have sometimes tint meters, and there's a percentage.
Okay.
I believe about 80%, but in layman's terms, if you can't see in the car, the tint is illegal. The officer needs to be able to see inside the car, which brings me to another point. They're using that as a violation in the driver's equity movement, but we frequently stop cars with window tint. And it winds up being about 65% Philadelphia residents that were stopping for illegal window tint. But, Dom, our officers don't know who they're stopping in the car. So this is not
right.
This is not a
exactly.
real issue. They don't know who they're stopping, but they're using these traffic stops as a tool to clearly make our streets safer. And I couldn't be more proud of what our officers are doing.
Now, my producer had a question, Dan. If they pull you over for tint or something like that and they smell marijuana, how are they trained when it comes to this so-called smell of marijuana to search and maybe do something else?
So marijuana right now in Pennsylvania, you can have a prescription for medical marijuana, but in most cases they don't, or the marijuana that they possess is illegal. So a lot of times that gives our officers probable cause to search that car. And whether or not the driver is going to give us permission, we can impound the car and get a search warrant and obviously search that for additional drugs, which we will do and will continue to do out here in Montgomery County.
Lieutenant, thank you. Thanks very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.